It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. With just 5 days to go before a possible rail strike, NJ Transit commuters may be starting to feel a knot in the pit of their collective stomach. While negotiations continue between the agency and the union, arguably the most important player in this game of brinksmanship is out of town. Governor Chris Christie is on vacation with his wife, celebrating their 30th wedding anniversary. Joining me now to talk about this curious but perhaps well-planned absence, WNYC reporters Matt Katz, who literally wrote the book on Christie, and Kate Hines, who covers transportation. Welcome, Matt and Kate.
Hello.
Hi there.
Well, Kate, back in 2014, when Long Island's commuter railroad was about to go out on strike, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo swooped in and brokered a deal. How similar was that situation to this one?
It was similar. Long Island Railroad workers had also been without a contract for several years, and the two sides had also gone through federally mandated mediation. And just like Christie today, Cuomo didn't want to get involved, at least at first. Cuomo was downplaying the possibility of a strike, saying, "We've had strikes before and survived. This is not a disaster." And then only Congress can impose a deal. But then Congress declined to step in, and 5 days before the strike, the unions asked Cuomo to intervene. And the next day, which was a Wednesday, he did. The day after that, a tentative deal was struck, thus averting a strike. Now, the knock on Cuomo at the time was that he wanted to be the white knight riding in to save the situation during an election year, no less, and that the MTA and Long Island Railroad unions were actually pretty close to a deal anyway. And just because Cuomo resolved the strike doesn't necessarily mean he cut the best deal for the MTA. Over the past few years, the agency has had to borrow more and more money to meet expenses.
Now, you say back in 2014, Cuomo intervened on a Wednesday. And just when was that strike deadline?
It was also Sunday, just like we're facing now. So if we wake up tomorrow and Christie has flown back and heads to the negotiating table with these guys in Newark, then he would be just as involved as Cuomo was.
But really, should Christie get involved, what can he really do?
Well, it's hard to say if he'd be more valuable at the negotiating table or behind the scenes. What he could do, and what transit advocates say he must do, is find the money to make a deal. Rail workers have been without a raise since been without a contract since 2011, and New Jersey Transit says it doesn't have enough money to offer more than 1.5% raise. Meanwhile, Christie has been reducing the state's financial support for the agency, and he's opposed new revenues, like an increase in gas tax. There are a couple of bills kicking around Trenton right now that would steer more money towards the transit agency. Christie could sit down with legislators and talk about those bills or propose his own.
Okay, Matt Katz, where is Christie in all of this?
Well, right now he's on vacation. Headlines were all about how New Jersey Transit is poised to strike and Christie, meanwhile, is going south for a few days. Or as the state Democrats put it in a press release this afternoon, when the going gets tough, Christie goes on vacation. But, you know, it is his 30th wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Christie.
Big milestone.
That's true. And he hasn't had a real vacation since before he began running for president. And he said yesterday that he can monitor negotiations by cell phone. And there's really no reason for him to get involved right now because the professionals are at the table.
And we do have all sorts of technology now. But do you think his absence, Matt, is intentional?
Well, it could be. He won a showdown in 2010 with Democrats who were threatening at the time to close the state government over a budget impasse. And he did that by calling their bluff and saying they could go ahead and shut down state government. He'd just go to the governor's mansion, open a beer, order a pizza, and watch the Mets. Now he's sort of kind of doing that again, telling the unions essentially, ball is in your court. And he has some cushion here because he's not running again for re-election in New Jersey. So unions don't have that political leverage over him. And on the other hand, a showdown with the union can actually bring him positive national attention among conservatives, which obviously he likes.
If NJ Transit does strike, is there anything from the governor's past that could give us a hint of how he'd proceed?
In his first term, there were a series of very public spats with unions, and he won consistently by vilifying the unions and saying they are forcing the real working men and women of New Jersey to pay more in taxes, in this case transit fares, because union bosses are greedy. He has just effectively pitted private workforce in New Jersey against the public unionized workforce, divide and conquer strategy. Of course, he would have to actually be here in New Jersey to successfully execute that gambit again, and New Jerseyans are very aware that Christie's attention and time has been elsewhere the last couple of years. So he'll be back from vacation by the end of the week, and he could potentially swoop in and end the impasse. And it should be noted that in past negotiations with unions, his rhetorical bark has been somewhat louder than his bite. I do see him as a pragmatist.
All right, Kate. So what is the latest on the negotiations?
The two sides met again today in Newark, and New Jersey Transit recently sent out a statement that called the talks productive and positive. They'll continue talking tomorrow and meet again face-to-face on Thursday.
And the strike deadline?
Sunday, March 13th, 12:01 a.m.
Wow, just in time for the Monday commute. That's New York Public Radio's Matt Katz and WNYC transportation reporter Kate Hines. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jamie.